Today's lesson is called The Fruit of God's Children. We understand what it means when we say, you know them by their fruit. It's basically, we're saying, you know them by their actions, or you'll know them for who they are by the way that they act. I got this from Matthew chapter 7. And if you would like to turn there with me, I'm going to read from verses 15 through 20. Starting in verse 15, it says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, for inwardly they are ravening wolves." Here I interpret that there can be two types of individuals from this. Again, I'm going to read it. It says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, for inwardly they are ravening wolves." An individual might perceive that what they're doing is wrong. And like how 1 Timothy chapter 4 says, their conscience probably doesn't burden them anymore because they choose to teach God's Word incorrectly. And they might do that intentionally. But the second individual that could be in this situation doesn't perceive that sin. And because of their unwillingness to study the Word of God and to seek out that true doctrine, they are a false prophet. And they wear sheep's clothing. But their fruit show that they are a ravening wolf. Going on to verse 16, it says, "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" God has made it so an individual is known by their fruits. I'm very thankful that an elder must be vigilant. And I think we should also seek after that. Verse 17 says, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." Here we are left with an ultimatum. It is either one or the other. You are either a good tree or an evil tree. And it's interesting how the Word of God says that an evil tree cannot produce good fruit. And we went over this morning in Bible class, but why is that? Because to produce good fruit, you have to be a good tree. To be a good tree, you have to be a child of God. And for you to do something, which is to be considered good in a Christian fruit, it has to be done through faith and through love. Verse 19 says, "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." I meditated on this section out of chapter 7 of Matthew, and it's brought me to do a lesson on the fruit of God's children. So today, we'll be identifying the fruit of the children of God, their actions and who they are. And what better thing to start with than faith? What is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen." What does that mean? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen." Faith is a confidence that what we hope for will happen. It assures us of things that we cannot see. But why does a Christian need faith? Because It is a foundation. It is a main pillar in the foundation of a Christian's relationship with God. It is so necessary that for everything that we put our trust in, and for everything that we read, everything that we hope for, is what makes us a Christian. One of the biggest characteristics that we have to have if we want to be a child of God is faith. We have to have faith in God. We have to have faith in Christ, in His cross, the sacrifice that He made. We have to have faith in what His Word says for us to do. We have to have faith in that if we repent, we have to have faith in that repentance, in our baptism, in heaven. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is necessary. It is impossible to please God without faith. It's found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It's crucial. It is so very important. The beautiful thing about faith, and another characteristic that we have to have, is faith and faithfulness walk hand in hand. God is faithful. God is faithful to us. And when we are His children, we are to carry the characteristics that He has. I asked Brother Philip to sing that song for us before the sermon. If you don't mind, turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 12. Starting in verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him." There is so much right here. This is an epic verse. It is wonderful. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him." We should have faith in that. That if we endure temptation, we will inherit the crown of life. We should have faith that if we are faithful, we should be faithful in enduring temptation. That's the second thing. Not only should we have faith, not only does a child of God have faith. And to put this in context, the things that we read out of the Word of God that says and leads an individual to do, they will act on those things that the Word of God says. That is the difference between a child of God, a Christian, and someone who hears the Word of God. Do not just be hearers, but also doers of the Word. That is the difference between a child of God and an evil tree. Faith and faithfulness walk hand in hand. The children of God endure in faithfulness, and they have faith in heaven. We also know that the children of God have fruit. I just read it in Matthew. It's found in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 17, it says, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." A good tree will have good fruit. It's part of His part of its nature. It's just what it does. You can't expect to grow an apple tree and it be nurtured correctly and not be surprised when it has fruit. A Christian will do what he is supposed to do, and that is act on his faith. The children of God have fruit. You see that in Matthew chapter 7. Also in John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Brother Lawton read that for us this morning. Jesus Christ is speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. In every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. The children of God, they suffer correction. Not suffer. They look at the Word of God and it is not grievous to them. And when they are corrected, they allow correction. And through that, they produce more fruit. We have to have fruit in the newness of life that we put on. That faith that a Christian has drives them to act. If you want to turn to Hebrews chapter 11 with me, it's a wonderful chapter, also known as the chapter of faith. I'm going to read from verses 16 on. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of the house, by which he condemned the world, and because heirs of the righteousness, which is by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went by faith. He sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles which Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Wherefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, and a multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of a country for whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that is, Isaac shall thy seed be called. By faith. Without faith it is impossible to please God. By faith Noah acted. By faith Abraham acted. By faith we act. The things that we should have faith in should move us. This is not something that we should only read This should be an embedding characteristic of who we are. When we are a good tree, when you are a child of God, you have an unmovable, unshakable faith. And in faithfulness, you produce fruit for God. And you endure temptation. That is characteristics of God's people. When you see and when you hear the Word of God, your faith towards God and your conviction that is in your conscience drives you to act on what the Word of God says. By faith, we act. By faith, we produce fruit. Faith drives one to action. Yes, a work. Did they earn? Do we earn salvation? No. But every tree that does not have fruit is hewn down. If you don't mind, turn me to James chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 14 to 17. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, but ye are warmed and filled, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. What is being a child of God? It is having faith. It is being faithful. It is enduring temptation. And it is acting. It is action on doing what the Word of God leads us to do. That is so very important. You cannot separate it. You cannot say, I'm a child of God, I have faith and I believe in God, and not do what the Word of God says to do. You have to act. If you truly have faith, faith will move you. You will move on those things that you have faith in. You cannot separate them. A child of God has faith, faithfulness, and works through love for God and towards his brethren and towards the world. Every child should have that. Every child. Every child should have faith. Faithfulness and works of love for God and towards the world. Child of God puts others before him or herself and carries the fruit of the Spirit. It's a wonderful thing to have those things as well. James chapter 1, verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, the Lord, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Faith, faithfulness, and works of love towards God and towards others is the characteristics of God's children. There may be some here who have faith in God and who feel like they believe in God and they have a desire to obey God's will but keep falling back and keep failing at enduring temptation. And they fail at resisting temptations that overtake them. or they keep denying what their conscience burns them to do, to act through faithfulness towards a lovely work for others. There may be some here who keep missing the mark, who keep denying what they know is the right thing to do. If you are one of those, bow to God in prayer in your closet. You have to deny those weights and those sins that ensnare you. And the Word of God says that they easily ensnare you. You cannot be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Weights and sins drag you down and remove you. You have to act on the Word of God if you claim that faith. Action is necessary. If you are here and you know that you need prayers and you are trying to resist and you haven't endured, come forward as we stand and sing.
No longer to linger, joined by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight.